This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-Cyprus partnership as one firmly rooted in shared democratic values and the rule of law. He said the friendship between the two countries is not shaped by circumstances or confined by borders. It has stood the test of time. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing media with Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia today, following delegation-level talks. He noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047 have much in common, and a roadmap will be created to shape the future of the partnership over the next 5 years. The Prime Minister also thanked Cyprus for its support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and announced plans to develop a real-time information exchange mechanism between both the countries.
आतंकवाद, ड्रग्स और आर्म्स की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी एजेंसीज के बीच रियल टाइम इंफॉर्मेशन एक्सचेंज का मैकेनिज्म तैयार किया जाएगा। हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है।
During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions covering the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations. Cyprus reiterated its support for the enhancement of the representative character of the UN Security Council expansion, with India as a permanent member in an expanded UNSC. Earlier, Mr. Modi held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidis, during which the Cypriot president conferred upon him the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of the Republic of Cyprus. Later, in a joint declaration, the two leaders agreed to deepen defense and security cooperation, including through collaboration between their respective defense industries, with a special focus on cybersecurity and emerging technologies. After successfully concluding his visit to Cyprus, Prime Minister Modi has embarked on a visit to Kananaskis in Canada. During the two-day visit, at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will participate in the G7 summit and also hold bilateral meetings. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a telephonic conversation with his UAE counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, on the current situation in West Asia and the role of diplomacy. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Armenian Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan and discussed the ongoing developments in the region and close cooperation between India and Armenia. In Gujarat, 99 DNA samples of the deceased in the Ahmedabad plane crash have been matched so far. 64 bodies have been handed over to the relatives. Ahmedabad Civil Hospital Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi said that the process of DNA sample matching will be completed in 1 or 2 days. The last rites of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who died in the plane crash, will be conducted in Rajkot this evening with full state honours. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash was held in New Delhi today. The committee was chaired by the Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan. The panel will submit its report within 3 months, which is expected to focus on formulating standard operating procedures for preventing such occurrences in the future. A separate investigation is also being carried out by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, which is looking into the technical aspects of the crash. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India is moving towards becoming a global leader in the field of disaster management. Addressing the annual conference of Relief Commissioners and Disaster Response Forces of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that India has achieved a great deal in the development of early warning systems. He said, by providing accurate forecasting and early warnings, the society has been made aware and successfully engaged in relief and rescue operations. Israel today claimed that it has killed 4 senior Iranian intelligence officials, including the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, intelligence organization, in a precision airstrike in Tehran. The Israeli Defense Forces said the Sunday night strike targeted a building where key IRGC and Quds force leaders were meeting. And that is the end of this news bulletin.